This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Among the many weak links in this economy that the pandemic has spotlighted, everything from healthcare to equity and racial justice and more, it has also laid bare the frailty of our supply chain. Chains, actually, because there is more than one, right? All those shortages we've been having early on and now are properly blamed in part on the just-in-time inventory system that companies have been using for decades now, ordering just enough parts to come in at just the right time to sell or to use on the production line. But a supply chain change, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports, might be in the air.
He feels awful about it, but Thomas Christie is having to say no to his customers these days. He's vice president of sales and marketing at Veland Chase in Montpelier, Ohio, about an hour west of Toledo. Veland Chase processes scrap copper and brass into rods, which are used in plumbing and construction and for auto parts. Orders for the company's rods are skyrocketing because its customers are stockpiling.
They're trying to overorder to fill their inventories to support their customers because they're seeing such strong demand through the cycle.
Christie tells them, no, I can't fill your order. I can only give you around 80% of the rods you want. He'd like to start stockpiling himself, but he can't.
Only because we really just don't have a place to put it.
That's because he'd need more storage space, which is expensive and in short supply. Julianne Dunn is an economic analyst at the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland. She says the stockpiling is hitting a roadblock.
I do know that it's having some impact on the demand for warehousing space.
Without a warehouse to store their stockpiles, some companies can't kick the just-in-time inventory habit. And it's not just lack of space. It's also expensive to just keep inventory lying around. Materials could go out of date in storage. And Dunn says it takes much longer now to build up a stockpile because you have to wait longer to get your orders for raw materials filled.
Generally speaking, we're hearing at least double, sometimes triple, kind of what would have been normal before the pandemic.
That may be why, in a survey this spring, fewer than half of manufacturers and construction firms told the Cleveland Fed they were changing how they manage their supply chains. And Dunn says many of those who are turning to stockpiling are just making a temporary switch.
I really do feel like the sentiment that we've heard is we really hope this is over soon and we can get back to normal.
Normal being a just-in-time inventory system. Just-in-time does save money. Parts are delivered just as a factory needs them, with minimal, if any, stockpiling. But just-in-time didn't work so well for a lot of industries during the pandemic. Take the pharmaceutical industry. Hospitals ran short of essential drugs and more. Anna Nagurny teaches operations management at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. She says stockpiling would be expensive for the pharmaceutical industry.
But if you can't deliver, it could be a matter of loss of lives. It could be losing your reputation.
Nagurny says right now, drug manufacturers import their raw materials and some finished drugs from China and India to save money. Nicole DeHoratius teaches operations management at the University of Chicago. She says the Biden administration is stepping in to switch at least part of the drug supply chain to domestic sources and create a government stockpile.
All of us in supply chain were super excited that it got to the attention of the White House.
DeHoratius says the White House is reviewing the supply chains that are most critical to the security of the U.S.
Such as pharmaceuticals and, you know, did we have the PPE? So which ones do we need to be thinking about, having stuff closer to home?
In fact, the Biden administration is already paying a Virginia drug manufacturer around $800 million to start making essential drugs and build a national stockpile of key pharmaceutical ingredients. Anna Nagurny again.
So it's really important to be prepared for all sorts of different disaster scenarios.
But the federal government isn't helping everyone build a stockpile, so manufacturers and construction firms are still on their own. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.